AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Good morning. Poland says a Russian-made missile fell on its territory Tuesday, killing two people. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky calls it a very significant escalation of the war. Tim McGuire with more reaction.
President Biden, after meeting with G7 leaders taking part in the G20 summit in Indonesia, says it's unlikely the missile came from Russia itself.
I don't want to say that till we completely investigate, but it is... It's unlikely in the minds of the trajectory that it was fired from Russia.
It's not clear if Biden was suggesting that the missile hadn't been fired by Russia at all. I'm Tim McGuire.
Three U.S. officials say preliminary assessment suggests the missile may have been fired by Ukrainian forces at an incoming one in a Russian barrage yesterday. In this country, Donald Trump says he's seeking a return to the White House.
We will again put America first.
It's Trump's third White House campaign and a bid to become the first president to serve non-consecutive terms in 130 years.
I am running because I believe the world has not yet seen the true glory of what this nation can be.
Bashing Joe Biden for turning America into a laughingstock. But Trump runs at a moment of his own political vulnerability, with some Republicans criticizing him for backing losing candidates in a disappointing midterm showing, and one whose legal troubles could lead to indictments. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Other political news, House races stand at 209 Democrats to 217 Republicans, GOP needing one more for control. Republican leader Kevin McCarthy has won the nomination for House Speaker. In the Senate, Mitch McConnell being challenged by Florida's Rick Scott for minority leader. And NASA's big new moon rocket has blasted off, three test dummies aboard. This is AP News. Tuesday night in sports, Chuck Freeman has the roundup.
College basketball season is about a week old, and two massive games in Indianapolis saw Michigan State outlast fourth-ranked Kentucky 86-77 in double OT, while sixth-ranked Kansas powered past number 7 Duke 69-64 using a late 15-5 run to erase the Blue Devils' five-point lead. The top five in the college football playoff rankings stay the same, Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, and TCU, while Tennessee remains in contention despite one loss, the Vols are fifth. In the NBA, the Dallas Mavericks blew a 25-point lead, but came back to win 103-101 over the LA Clippers. Luka Doncic had 35 points. NHL, the New Jersey Devils have won 10 in a row. Jack Hughes scored twice in New Jersey's 5-1 win over Montreal. Baseball news, Buck Showalter of the New York Mets named NL Manager of the Year. Cleveland's Terry Francona takes the AL Award. Chuck Freeman.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.